Terry Wallace began his career at Oaklawn in 1975 and has not missed a single race there since, a total of nearly 20,000 consecutive races. That's believed to be the longest such streak anywhere. Wallace says he got his work ethic from his father.
He worked for like 25 years on one job.
He was in the food business.
But even at the time, he told me that that if you show up for work every day, they have a hard time firing you.
Wallace grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in modern languages at Xavier University, then studied at the Sorbonne in Paris. He began working as a school teacher and parking cars at a nearby racetrack in the evenings. There, he got to know the guys in the press box and eventually worked his way into a part-time announcing gig. He got the job at Oaklawn in 1975, but at the time, the racing season in Hot Springs was only about 2 months long.
Then I had to start figuring out how I could scrap around and find other work. And so I scrapped around for 20 years, living on the road. And so I started being a jockey's agent, and I took bartender jobs and anything I could do to make a living. And always the core of everything I did was always Oaklawn.
Wallace went full-time as Oaklawn's announcer and director of media relations in 1995, when the track began year-round simulcast racing. Wallace's race day routine involves learning the names of up to 12 horses in each race, something he likens to cramming for an exam.
What I will try to do is really focus in so that I'm just only thinking of these 10 horses at race time. I can drive all other horses out of my brain. And that's usually pretty easy to do. Now, next race, forgetting about these horses will be the trick.
That's the challenge of it, though. I mean, the challenge of race climbing is really terrific. It's better than other sports because people expect you to be good. They're not nearly as forgiving as they are other sports. I mean, I watch other sports and see these guys, they're just horrible. They just botch IDs and things. It's just amazing, but they can get away with it. Race announcers don't get away with it as much because people tend to be hypercritical of them because, let's face it, they got their money on it. And that makes a big difference.
The horse is nearing the starting gate, post time in 1 minute. Well, there is Stevie's Little Sis, Very Low Patience, Wildwood Ella, Jones Doll, Suspicion, Pegasus Prospect, President's Woman, Vacation. There is Slinkin, In Your Eyes, and Finest Time.
During the race, moments later, Wallace knows the horse names by heart.
They're in the gate. And they're off. Field away together, showing speed along the inside is Wildwood Ella, Jones Doll alongside with Suspicion. Way out on the outside, Finest Top. Vacation settles into fifth. Next along the inside, Very Little Patience and Pegasus Prospect. In the middle of the track, In Your Eyes, followed by President's Woman. Then along the rail, Stevie's Little Sis, and trailing as they move around the turn is Slinkin.
Terry Wallace turns 65 years old this year, and he says some changes are probably coming soon.
You know, I don't think I should really try to handle a managerial spot here more than another 3 or 4 years probably, and then it will be time for them to just be able to have some other people in the job.
Might you continue announcing
as long as the eyes are still good.
For FM 89 News, I'm Ron Breeden.
Stevie's Little Sis in the middle takes command, and at the wire, give it to Stevie's Little Sis, winning at a length and a half. Wildwood Ella was second. Look like Pegasus Prospect edges President's Woman for third and fourth.